Would you like to be delivered from evil? Today's your day. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Job said this, "Man who is born of woman is short-lived and full of trouble." Trouble is one of those things, and storms in life, it's just a thing that we're either coming into a storm, in the middle of a storm, a problem, a trouble, a trial, or we're just coming out of a storm. And when you just come out, you think, man, I'm done with that. But then you go back in, well, now I'm coming into another storm. That's just the way life is. David was a man after God's own heart, but he experienced lots of downs in life, lots of troubles and trials in life. And he tells us in Psalm 34 how to handle the problems in life.
He can heal every scar with real truth, real love, real hope from his heart.
No matter who you are or what stage of life you're in, trouble is coming. Either we're having it, getting into it, making it, or it's going on all around us. Well, how do we cope with the many troubles of life? This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Thank you for joining us today for a new week of this roller coaster ride that we're on. We're in Pastor Jeff's series called Roller Coaster, Facing the Ups and Downs of Life. And the message today, deliver us from evil. Now, Pastor, as you would suspect, everybody wants to be delivered from evil, but evil seems to always be right around the corner, ready to pounce. Is it really possible to be delivered from evil?
Well, David in Psalm 34 was facing some really difficult times. He was fleeing from Saul, and he had gone to the Philistines. He thought, surely Saul won't look for me there. He went to Gath, which is the hometown of Goliath, but he had to act like a crazy man because the people recognized him, and he went before the king of Gath, and David thought that guy might kill me, so he acted like a madman, and the king said, take this man away. And so David was spared. He was delivered from potential evil. And Psalm 34 is his thank you to God for delivering him. And he says in that psalm that the Lord will redeem us and deliver us from evil. He'll take care of us no matter what is happening in life. So this message, deliver us from evil, from Psalm 34, is really designed to encourage people who are going through a very dark and difficult time. What do you do when you're going through those hard times? David tells us in Psalm 34.
Well, it's an encouragement that is needed for all of us. Now listen, if you can't be with us for the entire message we'll be airing today and tomorrow, you'll want to go online to listen again at fromhisheart.org. Open your Bible now, if you can, to the book of Psalms, chapter 34. Here's Pastor Jeff to help us understand how God can and will deliver us from evil.
Job said this, man who is born of woman is short-lived and full of trouble. Full of trouble. Anybody say amen to full of trouble? Have you experienced some trouble? Maybe in the last week or two, maybe in the last day. Trouble is one of those things, and storms in life are one of the, it's just a thing that we're either coming into a storm, in the middle of a storm, a problem, a trouble, a trial, or we're just coming out of a storm. And when you just come out, you think, man, I'm done with that. But then you go back in line and you're back in, well, now I'm coming into another storm. That's just the way life is. David was a man after God's own heart, but he experienced lots of downs in life, lots of hurts in life, lots of troubles and trials in life. And he tells us in Psalm 34 how to handle the difficulties in life, how to handle the problems in life. And Psalm 34 is a really cool psalm because it tells us the occasion upon which David wrote this psalm. And the occasion was this. He was fleeing from King Saul. You remember, we've talked about the story of the life of David. God anointed him king through the prophet Samuel when he was just a kid. And David was going to be the next king of Israel. Saul was the first king of Israel, but the Lord rejected Saul because Saul wasn't doing what God wanted him to do. And if you're going to be the king of God's people, you better listen to God. Well, Saul wasn't listening to God. And so the Lord says, I'm done with Saul. And Samuel, you anoint a new king. I'm going to choose for me a king, a man after my own heart. And he chose David from the sheepfolds, and David, the little shepherd boy, was anointed king. And then we read about David. He kills Goliath, and wow. And then Saul puts David in his army because this guy has got faith and he's got courage and he's a warrior. And so he puts him into his army, and it wasn't long before the people began singing the song, "Saul has slain his thousands, but David has slain his tens of thousands." Saul didn't like that song at all. And Saul said, "What is this son of Jesse going to want except my kingdom?" And so he was jealous of David, and he wanted to kill David. And David just wanted to serve Saul. He was just trusting God for God's timing for him to be king. But Saul went out of his way to try and kill David and try and destroy David. So David is on the run. And David is thinking, "Where do I go? Where can I flee?" And he thinks to himself, "I'll go to the Philistines. Saul won't look for me there in the land of the Philistines." And so he goes to a place called Gath. There's a famous giant from the town of Gath. His name's Goliath. David killed Goliath of Gath. Well, he flees to Gath. We don't really know why he went there, other than he was thinking, "Where else can I go? I'll just go there." And he goes there, and the king of Gath, Achish is his name, he's told by his servants, "Hey, this guy coming to town, that's David. That's the guy that killed Goliath." That's big news when you're the guy that kills the champion of the Philistines from the hometown of Gath. That's the guy that did that. That's the guy that they sing about. "Saul has slain his thousands, but David, his tens of thousands." And David heard, and David greatly feared King Achish because he thought, "What is he going to do to me? How am I going to get out of this jam? I'm in trouble. I thought I was in trouble with Saul coming to kill me, and now I ran to Gath, and now this king is probably going to kill me. What do I do?" And no doubt he cried out to God. God gave him some wisdom. And what David did was he pretended to be a nut job. He pretended to be a crazy man, and he let the saliva run down into his beard, and he began to scribble on the gates and on the doors and just acted like a nut. And Achish saw him and he said, "Hey, do I lack madmen in my kingdom? Why do you bring this nut job in here? Send him away." And they sent David away, and David escaped about 10 miles to a place in the valley of Elah, to a cave called the Cave of Adullam. And it's from the Cave of Adullam that he writes Psalm 34. And in Psalm 34, he says this, verse 19, "Many are the afflictions, the evils, the miseries, the distresses, the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Psalm 34 is praise to the deliverer. Now, Jesus told us to pray, "Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil, Lord," because God is a deliverer. Here's the question: how are we to handle the many troubles of life? Because life is filled with many troubles. How do you handle the many troubles of life? By trusting in the deliverer, the God who saves and rescues and delivers from trouble. The Bible says in Psalm 68, verse 20, "God is to us a God of deliverances, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death." So in Psalm 34, David is going to give us a threefold action plan of what to do when you're going down, when you're experiencing the valley, the trouble, the tragedy, the misery, the evil, and it's all around you. Threefold action plan. Action number one, in your trouble, take time to praise the Lord. Psalm 34, verse 1, David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Notice he says, "I will bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Those words are all synonyms. They're all talking about the same thing. To bless means to kneel before the Lord and to exalt him and to thank him and to congratulate him and to salute him. To praise means to give him glory, to celebrate him, to boast in him. He says, I'll boast in the Lord. That's bragging on God and praising him, and I'll magnify him. That's to increase him and enlarge him and promote him and lift him up. I'll exalt him. That's to extol the Lord and raise him up on high. And David was saying all those things of how he wanted to kneel before the Lord and bless the Lord and exalt the Lord because the Lord was worthy of his praise. Now, it would have been easy for David to say, you know, I escaped by the hair of my chinny chin chin here, Lord. Where were you? I had to come up with the plan of being a nut job, letting the saliva run down in my beard and winning that guy over thinking, you know, my acting skills delivered me there, Lord. I had to hot foot it down here to the cave of Adullam, and now I'm all alone in the cave. And God, what's going on here? David didn't do that. David praised the Lord, blessed the Lord, exalted the Lord. He realized that his deliverance came from God. Praise is always appropriate. In any and every situation, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, just think if we did that. Just think if we said that one verse, I'm going to make that my life verse. And I'm going to bless the Lord how many times? At what time? At all times. And I'm going to constantly praise him. And every time you listen to the words coming out of my mouth, they're coming out in terms of praise. Now, oftentimes when life isn't going so well, the things coming out of our mouth can be grumbles and gripes and complaints and mutterings and murmurings. Well, that's not pleasing to the Lord. That's fingernails on a chalkboard to God. He tells us, do all things without grumbling or arguing. Praise me and bless me. Why? Well, because God is worthy of it. The scripture says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. God loves it when we thank him. God loves it when we praise him. And sometimes thanks and praise, it's a sacrifice to do that because life isn't going good. And the Bible says in Psalm 50, verse 23, he who offers a sacrifice of praise, God says, honors me. It's an honor. When God, in the valley, in the hard times, in the tough times, when life has just knocked you down and you're sitting alone in the cave of Adullam, and God hears you thank him, and God hears you bless him, and God hears you magnify him, and God hears you extol him, that honors God. Because that's a sacrifice. Because it's hard to do. I mean, anybody can praise God when they win the lottery and say, whoa, I got $50 million coming to me. Thank you, God. That's not hard to do. How about when you lose your job? How about when you find out you have cancer and you can still thank the Lord and you can still praise the Lord and you can still bless the Lord? Hey, praise is always appropriate because circumstances change. They go up and down. Circumstances can change on a dime, but the Lord never changes, and he's always worthy. And the thing that praise does, praise changes our outlook by providing an uplook. That's why praise is so important. Praise blesses God, but praise does something to us because the tendency is, and grumbling and griping and muttering and murmuring and, the Greek word that I like so much is gugusmos. That means to grumble. Gugusmos. It's an onomatopoeia. It sounds like what it is. Gugusmos. You're just grumbling. You're muttering. You're just whining about things. And God says, hey, don't do that. Because when you do that, then you're focused all on the circumstances that are so bad that you don't like. But if you will start to praise me, it gets your eyes off of your problems and gets your eyes on the problem solver. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said this, sorrow looks back, worry looks around, But faith looks up. And when you look up, you praise God because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's worthy, worthy, worthy of all your praise and of all my praise, no matter what's going on. It says in verse 5, they looked to him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. The word for radiant means to shine. It's a countenance change that takes place when you look to God. Somebody described it this way. Radiance is the joyful countenance of a mother welcoming home her children. She's just so excited to see them. They've been distant from her and separated from her for a time. And she's welcoming them home. And she's so excited. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Hey, when trouble comes, you trust the deliverer. God is the God who rescues. God is the God who saves. God is the God who delivers. God is to us a God of deliverances. And to God the Lord belong escapes from death. So in your trouble, as hard as it might be, take time to praise him. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Second action, not only to praise him, but in your trouble, take time to pray to him. To pray to him. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry for help. I sought the Lord, David said, and he answered me and delivered me from what? From my fears. From my fears. Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful to know that David, who was a guy who could stand up to the giant when everyone else was afraid of him, who stood up before 9-foot-9-inch Goliath, he still got afraid. David says in Psalm 56, verse 3, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in thee. He didn't say, if I am afraid, if I'm ever afraid, because, you know, I'm David, and I'm different than everybody else. I'm a man after God's own heart, so you guys might get afraid. I never get afraid. So if I ever get afraid, I'm going to put my trust in God. No. He says, when I am afraid, because he got afraid. And it says very clearly in the account in 1 Samuel chapter 21 that when David heard them say to King Achish, this is David, the one whom they sang, this is the guy that killed Goliath, he greatly feared Achish, king of Gath. His heart was filled with fear, and he sought the Lord, and he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard this poor man, and the Lord heard his prayer, and the Lord delivered him from all his fears. You know, when we talk about going back to school can be a fearful thing. I remember when I was going from 8th grade to 9th grade, it was one of those things that the Cypher School District, where I was going to school, they were building a new school. All the students used to have to go from Blyle Junior High, where I went, to Cypher Senior High. But then they decided we're going to build a new school, and they drew the lines of where the new school was going to go, and I was on the other side of the creek. And so all my friends pretty much were going to the new school, and I was going to the old school, to Cypher High School. Bobcat fight never dies. So I was a little nervous about going to Cypher because it's a new school. It's a bigger school. And you have all these kids older than you. And I had heard stories about what happened at Cypher High School in the bathrooms. You know how guys will talk. And they'll tell you all these outlandish stories, scare you to death. It's like, well, you don't ever want to go to the bathroom in high school. It's like, you don't? Because you know, I'm going to be there for 4 years. I may have to go sometimes, you know. No, you don't want to go there because there's things that happen there. There are fights that take place in the bathroom. Oh, gosh. I don't want to go there and get beat up. And you got to be careful when you go to the lunchroom because some of the older students, some of the juniors and seniors, they'll steal your lunch money. Like, good night. Steal my lunch money? Yeah, they look for the weak. Anyway, I'm a little nervous, you know, and I'm thinking I'm going to get beat up going to the bathroom, and then I don't have any lunch money, and it's just so this big place, how am I going to find my way around? And there's fear there. It's normal, natural to have fear. It's natural for teachers to have some fear. First teaching job, I'm a little nervous. I don't know what to expect. Man, little kids can be tough. They put the whoop on Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop. I mean, he was scared of death. Yeah, they're pushing me around, you know. It's hard. We have lots of fears in life. Start a new job, there's fear, all sorts of fears. The Lord says, I'll deliver you from your fears if you'll call upon me. If you'll call upon me, his ear is open to your cry. Now, God is listening for your voice in prayer. He's listening for you to cry out to him. David calls himself this poor man. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. He heard a poor man. Just like in the New Testament, when poor blind Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, stopped for a poor blind beggar because he heard that poor man cry. God is waiting to hear your voice. And you know what the sad reality is? For some in this room, this is what God hears. Just white noise. It's like turning on a TV station and there's no station there. It's out. And on your station, God's tuned into your station and there's nothing coming to him. It's just white noise because you're not calling on him. You're not praising him. You're not praying to him. The Lord says, I'm listening to your voice. Psalm 116, the psalmist says this, I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I shall call upon him as long as I live. He's inclined his ear. He's listening for your voice. God forbid that he should hear white noise from you or from me. But we need to call upon him because God is listening.
As Pastor Jeff has shared with us today on From His Heart, we know that King David went through dark times in his life. And it was during one of these times that he wrote Psalm 13, verse 1 and 2. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Now, you've probably asked these questions before yourself. Where are you, God? Are you even listening to me? Of course, we're reminded today that God is there, and he is listening. In Pastor Jeff's 8-message series called Roller Coaster, Facing the Ups and Downs of Life, he points us to Scripture and answers the important questions about how to be delivered from evil and trust God even in the dark times, and especially in the dark times. This powerful and practical series is our gift of thanks to you for your support of $40 or more to the ongoing outreach of From His Heart this month. We'll also send you Pastor Jeff's booklet, In the Face of Discouragement. To get your copies of the series and the booklet, just call 866-40-BIBLE. That's 866-40-BIBLE. Or you can make your gift online at fromhisheart.org. And a quick reminder that From His Heart is heard now on over 750 stations every day around the nation, and we're only able to do that because of the financial support of our listeners. And there's a special group of supporters we call Vision Partners who give a gift every month. And we hope that when you do make your gift to From His Heart this month, you'll consider signing up to become a monthly Vision Partner. Pastor Jeff is a volunteer for this ministry, receives no income from it at all. We have some special gifts for our new VPs this month when you sign up in June. Just call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. And know that by supporting From His Heart's outreach to the world, everything you give is truly helping to make an eternal impact on hearts. Thank you so very, very much. We want to be an encouragement to you and to millions across the globe every day. Well, I'm Larry Nobles, and on behalf of all of us at From His Heart, we are grateful that you joined us today and trust you'll be here tomorrow for part two of the lesson called Deliver Us from Evil. That's on Tuesday when we open up God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.